Welcome to the Messy Mind Podcast, a show to support you in seeing entrepreneurship isn't always a straight line to get to your light bulb moments. I'm your host, Tammy L. Davis. I have been wanting to talk about this particular experience for quite some time, and I think I just needed time to pass for me to collect my thoughts and really focus on what I wanted to discuss. What is the key takeaway that I wanted listeners to have as I talked about this topic as opposed to ranting? I want to share my experiences on how my company, Next Level Consulting Services, had been ghosted. It's important to really explain, I had never heard of this term until someone thought I had ghosted them. I didn't even know what the word meant. I mean, I seriously had to Google what ghosted meant. I literally went to Google and searched on ghosted to gain understanding. When my team and I experienced the same thing, I knew exactly what was happening. This episode is going to discuss my experience with being ghosted by a potential client. We had numerous calls with them. We submitted a proposal with cost to them and even allowed a period of review of the proposal with the option to schedule another discussion about the proposal. And truly, my intention was to finalize the deal because in the proposal, we had put in everything that they asked for and really over-delivered. I knew that my team and I were the best consultants, the best company to do the project on their behalf. However, when it was time for our scheduled follow-up, there was no confirming return emails. No thank you, no acceptance of the follow-up discussion, no request to reschedule the meeting, nothing. It was dead silence. I could not bring myself to answer this question, what I already deep down had the answer to. Did this client want something for nothing? Now, to set the stage, my team and I had previously worked for this VP for 7 months on a global enterprise resource planning implementation for another company that they worked at. And at no point did it come up for me or anyone on my team that they would be the type to ghost a small business. Like, even as I'm saying that, and even though this happened quite some time ago, almost a year and a half ago, I'm still perplexed. In all of our discussions, were they hoping that I'd slip up and provide the secret sauce to our approach for their needs? I mean, they talked about and really spoke about and touted how they wanted to do business with a small minority-owned business, but not really. Okay, I can admit it. I can finally say after all these months, they wanted something for nothing. I mean, as I'm saying these words, again, it's still perplexing to me. If you were to look at their social media pages, this company, it is full of posts regarding diversity, inclusion, many, many posts during Black History Month with quotes from influential and historical African Americans, other people of color, their emphasis being a people-centric culture, paying homage to African Americans and minorities in tech. Yet I know some of the glitter and gold on social media, let's just say, is photoshopped. We all know that everything that people post is not real. And I'm not saying everyone, but there are moments in which people have been called out for posting things that really aren't accurate. And I'm going to leave it at that. I can tell you, I want to say this client's name so badly and the specific name of the chief people officer. However, my mother and my father raised me better. When I share this episode on social media, I know they will know who they are, and I truly believe in karma. It may not happen today or tomorrow or even a year from now, but trust and believe when you operate out of integrity, your bill will come due. Now, enough of that. I wanted this episode to be of value and not be an episode full of ranting. I'd like to offer the steps you can take to make sure you're never ghosted, especially if you're a small business owner listening to this. I'll also post the link to an excellent article from Inc. magazine on how to deal with prospects who ghost you. But for now, let's dive into the steps that we've taken to make sure that we're never ghosted again. These steps I am about to go through might be second nature for you. However, for us, they have served us well. And let me dive into them. Step one. Limit your first consultation to one and set the time for 30 to 60 minutes. We like to use a calendar scheduling system, which allows you to schedule a discovery call with us. And of course, there is a limit. I personally take these calls and need to set a timer for myself because I can get very passionate about how we can be of service to our prospects. Trust me, the timer works. Step two, the step I love, is proposal time. After the initial consultation, you should have enough information, and yes, in 30 to 60 minutes, you should have enough information to draft and submit an initial proposal. Be sure to include the cost breakdown, especially if the contract will be time and labor. You get to account for each role you are proposing, what the role will entail, and of course, the hourly rate for each role you are going to be providing on the engagement. If you have any questions about the scope, this is the perfect time for you to reach out to the prospect or potential client with specific clarifying questions and make sure you include an assumption and risk section that breaks down what you thought you understood during the discovery call. Again, make sure you add a risk section and, more importantly, an assumption section. Step number three, schedule your follow-up discussion. The sole purpose of this call is actually to review the proposal, the cost breakdown, and the assumption and risk section. The client will be armed with questions, so be sure you can account for your cost, but more importantly, provide clear, concise responses as to why you came up with the proposal, why you came up with the solution, especially why you came up with the number. This is the most important ask during the follow-up discussion. By when will you be making a final decision and selection? By asking that critical, important question, it really does provide a timeline for the prospect, your potential client, and eliminates potential ghosting because it gives them a what by when. And the last step, step four, this is my favorite part of all the steps, you're going to be awarded the contract. The client is ready to award the contract, and don't be alarmed if the client wants to negotiate the cost breakdown. As a small business, this really is par for the course. Yes, you may get a client who will understand that your rate is your rate. You may also get a client that says, you know, that won't question your value. You may get a client who will understand your rate is your rate and doesn't question the value. You also get a client who does not understand yesterday's prices are not today's prices. This has been our case with our larger multi-million dollar in revenue clients that they always want to negotiate our cost breakdown. What I do is I understand that it's par for the course. I take a deep breath and provide them specifically on how we arrived at our number, and more importantly, what they will gain with our services. If anyone knows me, I say repeatedly, you get what you pay for. I don't let that serve as a distraction. I know our worth and I stay firm. Since 2006, I've only walked away from one contract as the client truly wanted something for nothing, and I vowed that I would never do that to our consultants or even to myself, my own work. Again, we know our worth. I could only discuss the highlights of these four tips during this episode, and my hope is they provided value to ensure you're never ghosted. And I would love to hear from you. Have you ever been ghosted by a client or even a potential employer? I love to hear about your experiences, the lessons you learned, and what steps you incorporated to make sure that you're never ghosted again. Thank you for joining us this time on the Messy Mind Podcast. Please visit our website at themessymindpod.com. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast so you'll never miss an episode. While you're at it, if you found value in this episode, we'd appreciate a rating on Apple Podcast or simply tell a friend about the show. Always remember to embrace the messiness of entrepreneurship. It can lead to your light bulb moments.